From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term. In a speech in Vientiane, Laos on Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead. The president addressed an estimated 1,000 people in Lao National Cultural Hall. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte expressed regret Tuesday that a vulgar comment he made came across as a personal attack against U.S. President Barack Obama. The White House canceled an Obama meeting with Mr. Duterte. The statement from Mr. Duterte expressed regret that his comments had caused so much controversy and said that he looked forward to ironing out differences. Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen in an overnight siege in Kabul. A government spokesman says six people were wounded in the incident. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International Charity in the Shahr-i-Noor area of the capital city. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News says the fight took place near the town of Al Rao on the 14th day of a military operation in northern Syria. The paper says soldiers were killed when Islamic State missiles hit two Turkish tanks in the village of Wukuf. It said two members of the Turkey-backed Free Syrian Army were also killed, two others wounded during the operation. This is VOA News. 9 weeks from Election Day, the U.S. presidential contest between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump appears to have narrowed to a virtual dead heat. A CNN ORC poll Tuesday showed Trump edging ahead of Clinton by a 45-43% margin, while a collection of polls compiled by RealPolitics.com gives Clinton about a 3 percentage point lead. With two other candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, included in the polling, Clinton's margin narrows somewhat. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. The EU observer mission to Gabon is questioning results from the upper Agulu province, a Bongo stronghold where the incumbent president officially won 95% of the votes amid 99% voter turnout. The opposition said the vote tallies in the province were inflated. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will visit the U.S. next week. The visit comes as the U.S. considers lifting or easing more of the sanctions against the Southeast Asian nation. U.S. President Barack Obama announced the visit during a speech in Laos Tuesday, saying the Nobel laureate will be in Washington on September 14th and 15th. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said NATO membership remains a strategic goal and an unwavering course for his country. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of Ukraine's new parliament session Tuesday, Poroshenko said his government had reached an unprecedented and very close level of cooperation with alliance members. He said cooperation with NATO will continue to raise, expand, and deepen until Ukraine fully meets the membership criterion. The World Health Organization says it is changing its Zika virus advice, telling travelers that anyone who has visited a place experiencing an outbreak should practice safe sex or abstinence for 6 months. The United Nations Health Agency released the new guidelines Tuesday. British radical cleric Anjem Chowdhury was sentenced Tuesday to 5 years in prison for supporting the Islamic State group. The 49-year-old had been an outspoken leader of radical Islam for 2 decades. A group of Black Lives Matter protesters chained themselves together on the runway of London's City Airport, causing delays and forcing all incoming flights to divert to nearby airports. Police began negotiating with the protesters, who appeared to have gained access to the runway by swimming. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.